Knowing that their cries would soon turn against him, Jesus pulled his disciples aside.
And now the Son of Man will be betrayed and then condemned to die. You'll see him spit upon and mocked and flogged and even crucified. But then in 3 days he'll be lifted up and raised to life. You'll see the Son of Man be glorified. Yes, glorified.
This isn't making sense here. What is this talk of pain and death?
Our work is not completed. The Romans are not conquered yet.
He's got the crowd's affection. It's time for him to make his move.
His power's undeniable.
There's nothing left to prove.
We've got more questions than we have answers. We can't predict what he'll do next.
But this we know, if he's who he claims to be, our Messiah, Lord and King, with the wisdom that transcends, he can set our people free. We will follow faithfully, follow to the end.
There's so much talk of counting costs to be prepared for sacrifice.
And yet we've left our families. Is that not enough of a price?
With tensions riding high here,
Jerusalem's a dangerous town.
He's got the crowd behind him.
Time to bring the Romans down.
We've got more questions.
What do you say?
Then we have answers.
Right now, today.
We can't predict what he'll do next.
But this we know, he is love personified.